And now the conclusion. When these truths really gain the ascendancy in us, they will make us spiritual supermen, masters of demons and diseases. This is an unveiling of what we are in Christ, how the Father sees us in the Son. It will be the end of weakness and failure. There will be no more struggle for faith, for all things are ours. There will be no more praying for power, for He is in us. There will no longer be the awful bondage of sin consciousness, for we are the righteousness of God in Christ. We know what we are in Christ. We know that He dwells in us. We know the authority of His name. We are God inside-minded. We have His ability. We have His wisdom. We have His love. We are His righteousness. He lives in us. His lordship is a reality. His word is present tense to our hearts. We have a standing invitation to His throne room. We are invited to come boldly into His presence. We are seated with Him in heaven. He is with us on earth. In the presence of these tremendous realities, we arise and take our place. We go out and live as supermen, indwelt of God. Identified. Here's a song that E.W. Kenyon wrote. In crucifixion on the cross, with Jesus Christ identified. In death from man's eternal loss, with Jesus Christ identified. Identified, identified, with Jesus Christ identified. In all He was, or is, or shall be, eternally identified. In burial neath the cursed ground, with Jesus Christ identified. In hell's deep dungeons where He's found, with Jesus Christ identified. In victory over hell's dark host, with Jesus Christ identified. Yes, while He paid sin's awful cost, with Jesus Christ identified. In resurrection might and power, with Jesus Christ identified. At God's right hand in this very hour, with Jesus Christ identified. In coronation's glorious day, with Jesus Christ identified. When He by right shall kingdoms sway, with Jesus Christ identified.